All right, so as usual, I'm early to check the mic, so testing, yada yada. And yeah, I'm aware that there was some kind of weird garbage at the end of the last episode. I don't know. What I should have done was record the reading of the text and the thank you stuff as a separate, like you read and then you stop, save the file, read, or say thank you or whatever. And so it would have been like I would have to re-record that whole last section if I had, I don't know, decided that you guys needed to hear the whole thank you crap. All right, I think the microphone works. I'll be back in a few minutes. Just sit there and talk about love.
From an undisclosed location in the Nevada desert, this is Jennifer Morenci of WTF Radio. Welcome to Open Mic Night at the Cormorant Cafe, with your Master of Ceremonies and Master of Debates, Rob. My teddy bears were stolen by a...
All right, it is 7:15 on the dot. Although I guess that doesn't matter. This is weird. It's Sunday, Valentine's Day, 2021. Did you even hear that? What even was that? Everything's broken. What's going on? All right. Okay, so welcome to the Cormorant Cafe. This is... What in the hell is even going on here? Something's wrong. Okay. Alright, okay, so, Valentine's Day, eh? Ooh. Alright, hi. Welcome to the Cormorant Cafe. This is open mic night. I guess it's Sunday, so it's kind of the first day of the week. So it's the zero. It's the zero episode this week, since Wednesday will be one. But anyway, this is a special bonus. Valentine's Day! I don't know why I came at 7:15. I could have just... anytime I wanted, I guess. Alright, so... I asked people to submit their love stories, so... I really just got a bunch of people bitching about exes. Which was fine, I guess, but they weren't in audio... file format, so I couldn't just tack them on. Anyway, I guess I'll just do some searches for love poetry or something. Something stupid like that. I'm gonna take an aspirin. Alright, anyway, yeah. Welcome to the Cormorant Cafe. My name is Rob. We've got some Morency goodness. She hasn't died, thankfully. In the desert somewhere, wherever. I'm not even sure which desert, to tell the truth. Alright, let me see. I'll let her do one of her bits, and then there'll be a commercial. You know, if I were to cash out right now, I would get close to $2. That's what you guys are worth to me. Alright, so I'll do a thing with Jennifer, and, I don't know. I have to go smack my head into a wall because I don't know what business I have doing a Valentine episode.
For Valentine's Day, I'd like a teddy bear, but you can keep your pearl necklace to yourself. I have enough messy cleanup jobs as it is. This is Jennifer Morenci with another episode of Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, the World Telecommunications Forum broadcast. This one is definitely not for the kids. As you know, I only visit Pornhub to read the articles. I think you have to be a certain age to get the joke, because that's what people used to say about Playboy magazine a long time ago. So I visited the hub the other day to pick through the wreckage of Hurricane Nicholas, by which I mean that so-called reporter Christoph. When the hub cleared out all the unofficial videos, they also got rid of thousands of annoying private videos where you had to be on the uploader's friends list in order to see them. The only way to become friends with the uploader was usually to upload pirated videos. As much as I may like porn, I'm against video piracy. I think the hub is in some ways better without all that clutter, and the real producers can get paid for their work, which is the way it should be. Speaking of clutter, I obviously love Twitter, but their context-based advertising needs some work. Everything I disparage in private messages somehow ends up becoming a promoted tweet for me. When I mentioned that I don't drink, all I saw was promoted tweets for expensive alcoholic beverages. When I criticized you-know-who for being tone-deaf about wearing a Rolex, guess what I saw for the next several promoted tweets? And not just Rolex, but Cadillacs too. If I were to say the phrase, eat the rich, they'd probably start sending me ads for cookbooks. Then again, my regular grocery store sends me a lot of customized coupons for things I don't need. Like they always send me coupons for baby products, even though I've never had a baby living with me, unless you count my kitten. It must be because of that time when I bought baby food after having some dental work. So my profile, somewhere deep in the bowels of the advertising universe, pardon the Giuliani reference, will forever say that I have a baby at home. They even sent me an ad for diapers the other day, no kidding, and I mean no kidding, because I don't have any kids. What I really need is coupons for bug spray. I think the motel where I'm staying is hosting a roach convention. Speaking of things I need at the store, if you'd like to buy me a cup of instant coffee or some super duper bug spray, my donation link is at v.gd/jenmor. My Twitter is at Jennifer Morency with an I.
Alright, so one of the things I'm gonna do for this Valentine's Day special bonus is I'm just gonna find love songs and read them as if they're poems. So the first one that I can think of, now, first you should know I'm just a huge fan of Eddie Rabbit, so he may actually show up more than once, but first thing I'm gonna read, if I can do it without freaking accidentally singing, is a song called Step by Step. Alright, so Eddie Rabbit, Step by Step. It's taking forever to load here. Alright, well, I'll take this Music's Match as the definitive source, since it's the first thing that came up. She seems a million miles away. When she walks by, you don't know what to say. You're gonna make a move. You're gonna make a move. You better make it now. Don't be afraid, 'cause love will show you how. You take that first step, ask her out and treat her like a lady. Second step, tell her she's the one you're dreaming of. Third step, take her in your arms and never let her go. Don't you know, step by step, step by step, you'll win her love. She looks too beautiful to touch, but your heart keeps talking to you now. Don't give up. You think you see something in her eye, but you will never know until you try. But you gotta take that first step. Ask her out and treat her like a lady. Second step, tell her she's the one you're dreaming of. Third step, take her in your arms and never let her go. Don't you know that step by step, you'll win her love. And then it says second step, third step. Don't you know step by step? And then it does the chorus again. First step, ask her out and treat her like a lady. Second step, tell her she's the one you're dreaming of. Third step, take her in your arms and never let her go. At the end of this, you guys better just memorize these three steps. I mean, come on. Don't you know that step by step, you'll win her love? And it's the second step. Third step, don't you know, step by step? And then, first step, take her out, treat her like a lady. Second step, tell her she's the one you're dreaming of. Third step, take her in your arms and never let her go. Don't you know, step by step, you'll win her love. Anyway, it's Eddie Rabbit, step by step. He has some songwriting credit. Shoot, the screen turned off. He has some songwriting credit next to Evan Stevens and David Malloy. That was Step by Step, Eddie Rabbit, etc., etc. You know, that guy, he also sings that he loves a rainy night. I don't know if that kind of love qualifies for Valentine's Day, but... Also, yeah, he's underappreciated, in my opinion. I think he died, and it was like nobody noticed. I was like, how is this not a bigger news item back when it happened? All right. Hiya, it's me again. So, there's this singer woman I love whose name is Tanya Donnelly. Anyway, she has a really cool song called Goat Girl. I don't know if it counts as a Valentine's song, but I'm gonna read the lyrics anyway. And you're gonna sit there and take it because I've barred the door. Alright, this is gonna be, I'm gonna read. So let's see here. I'm gonna read Goat Girl. Oh, it is two words. Okay, Goat Girl, by a song by Tanya Donnelly. According to this, she is the songwriter. I thought so. Alright, let's get into character here and try not to sing it. See my child, my past, hoping yours is a blast. I park my heart in your driveway. Now I'm healing hell. I wanted a lion, but I ended up with a man who wanted a gazelle. But I am a goat girl. 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 And I do my brutish best. See my child, my past, hoping yours will last. I park my heart in your driveway. Now I'm healing hell. I wanted a lion, but I ended up with a man who wanted a gazelle. But I am a goat girl. 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 Thinking goatish thoughts, dreaming goatish dreams, digging up tin cans, chewing on your sleeve, and I do my brutish best. See, now you guys can all appreciate Tanya Donnelly.
This is Jennifer Morency with a Valentine's Day episode of Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, the World Telecommunications Forum broadcast that makes you ask, WTF. One thing you can't help but notice about the motel where I live is that everybody, and I mean everybody except the kids, smokes like a chimney. The whole social life of the building revolves around people going out and talking in large groups while they're smoking. When I open the window to get some air, I often pick up a whiff of cigarette smoke and Axe body spray. I'm not really sure why people are still wearing cologne, perfume and body spray during the pandemic when everybody is supposed to be wearing a mask. I guess that's just one of the mysteries of motel living. It's not like I'm going to be spending a lot of money on lipstick or perfume, but I do try to wear good eyeliner and mascara. So in New Jersey, being a smoker is considered a pre-existing medical condition that allows people to move to the front of the line for the COVID-19 vaccine. If they did that here, they'd run out of vaccine pretty quickly. You know what else is a pre-existing condition? Being selfish. How's this for a Valentine's Day story? My ex-husband just told me the other day, with no small amount of glee, that he was able to cut to the front of the line by claiming to be an essential educator because he occasionally volunteers as a Little League coach. I thought Little League was canceled during the pandemic. I guess he expects me to be happy about it, but I'm just trying to figure out if I call myself a comedian, can I be considered an essential worker too? Speaking of non-essential workers, one job I could not get was to be an overnight DJ at a community radio station. Even though the job only paid minimum wage, they really insisted on my having a bachelor's degree. I said to them, "You only have 10 listeners." Their FM signal was so weak that it couldn't even reach from one end of town to the other. All they would offer me was a volunteer job sorting through their vinyl record collection. I told them, "No thanks." Funny thing is, community radio had such a reputation for being leftist that people used to call it commie radio. Turns out that the degree snobs who ran it were more like Twitter libs than real left-wingers. I guess they wanted the DJs to chatter about Greek philosophers in between indie rock songs. Thank you for being such a great audience, and best wishes for a happy Teddy Bear Day to everyone. If you'd like to help me out with some mutual aid, my donation link is at v.gd/jenmor. My Twitter is at Jennifer Morency with an I.
Okay, this is going to be another song. Let me see, I'm going to go to the page. So this song has writing credit for someone called Ingala Daniel Robert, I-N-G-A-L-A, and then Daniel Robert. So this person has either a very strange name or the name is in a weird order. At any rate, it is a song by a band that I love called Plush Gun, and it's called Let Me Kiss You Now. Okay, so this is called Let Me Kiss You Now by Plush Gun. It's longer than the last two, so there's that. It says, "I know that it's too soon, but it's the final days, 'cause playing all these games is just a time to waste. As soon as I met you, it all began to fade. So let me kiss you now, and I'll fade away. You said you should be free. I know you said that once. Just tell me it'd be me if you ever break that thought. 'Cause I like you. Yeah, I like you. So I wrote this song. Now let me know, then I will move along. Just find me a place where we can drift away, instead of living life like it was yesterday. 'Cause dreams like these, they always seem to make me wait, so life can laugh at me for one more day. Maybe 'cause our moment just came and went, but I'll write these songs because I like to vent. And maybe come tomorrow we'll forget I sent all my thoughts in binary, 'cause all my memories are just a single frame. If we could take a picture of just one more day, let it be today, and maybe I'll say, let me kiss you now and I'll fade away. Let me kiss you now, and I'll fade away." That's all. Okay, so there's this writer woman from, I don't know, a while ago, who, she's not super duper famous, but she kind of knew famous people. Her name was Vita Sackville-West. And apparently sometime in like 2014 or something, someone found a lost love poem that she wrote for her lover named Violet Trefusis, I'm sorry. And apparently it was originally written in French, but it's been translated. Not that I couldn't read the French, but anyway, it doesn't appear to actually have a name, so the title they've kind of given it is Lost Poem. And here it is. When sometimes I stroll in silence with you through great floral meadows of open country, I listen to your chatter and give thanks to the gods for the honest friendship which made you my companion. But in the heavy fragrance of intoxicating night, I search on your lip for a madder caress. Screw you, phone. It turned off. Turned off the screen. I search on your lip for a madder caress. I tear secrets from your yielding flesh, giving thanks to the fate which made you my mistress.
Oi, you fucking wusses. No one? Just me and Morency? And she's freaking struggling and dying in the desert. And I made her talk like four times. I mean, three times. And then I just reused some of the thing. You know what? I'm going to sing. And I'm not going to sing anything ever. There's no singing. Not on Wednesdays. Not on Valentine's. I'm going to read something. You fucking wusses have failed to push the envelope. And as a result, you get more goat noises than usual. Goat, 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 goat. And goat. There's like 14. There's going to be, I'm just going to put goat noises. It's just going to be goats and... Anyway, so I'm going to not sing. I'm going to read a thing called Just Impolite. By that band I like called Plush Gun. It's called Just Impolite. This thing on. You guys can't tell what I'm doing, but I'm looking for that song. What did I say? Just Impolite? If you even know the only song you know is Just Impolite, you're not me. You don't, like, go crazy and buy everything that you can find. Here we go. If I can learn to type. Just checking. Looking it up. Just Impolite Plush Gun lyrics. Wow. Yes, thank you. That is what I want. Thank you very much. Full lyrics. All right. Now we're using the shittier mic, or maybe we're using the better mic. We're using the original mic, which might be better. I don't know shit. All right. Just Impolite, song by Plush Gun. It's like this is the intro. Looking for... Okay, so Daniel Robert Ingala is the songwriting credit. And this is on... If you look for Just Impolite, if you look for Plush Gun, Just Impolite, I mean, come on. It's the only song anyone knows. I'm sorry, you guys. You need to step up your game. So, they're really good. I don't know. The market is fickle. All right. Just Impolite, song by Plush Gun. Friday night became so lonely when you came to make a break that seemed to take all day to make me angry. 'Cause I like you. Maybe I'm just like you. Holding on to something that we know we cannot hold or fold. It seems it seems we just can't forget. Are you frightened by perfection? Is this who you are, not who you want to be? I walked the line like Johnny Cash. I made the bus in seconds flat. I called your line too many times. I'm not obsessed, just impolite. Sunday came and went so quickly. Now you say you want me back. You will hold on despite my cons. It seems we're meant to hate it being so dependent, but it seems we can believe that we're two peas in this pod we call New York. It gets so lonesome. Are you frightened by neglection? Am I who you want to see yourself to be? I walk the line like Johnny Cash. I made the bust in seconds flat. I called your line too many times. I'm not obsessed, just impolite. You're stuck on me, you don't know why. Can't leave me anytime you try. They say that everybody cries, so don't think twice, cause it's alright. Stay here, touching you, touching the light in your eyes that keeps coming back. Stay here, touching you, touching the light in your eyes that keeps coming back. Stay here, touching you, touching the light in your eyes that keeps coming back. Tell I, tell me, I do. Tell I, tell me I do. There's just a bunch of I, comma, tell me I do. All right. So, I'm not obsessed, just impolite is the message from your friendly stalker. All right. That was that. Okay, you guys, I don't know. I really expected somebody to, especially Twitter, Jesus, I really expected somebody to record me a message, you know, like about their parents or grandparents, something warm and fluffy, like a teddy bear, or alternatively, just, you know, somebody broke up with them on Thanksgiving, or somebody broke up by text, you know, something that borders on cliche, but is still kind of sad. And I just wanted to hear all these, like, cynical, I wanted to hear all these, wonderful, warm love stories, but fuck everything, I guess, except, you know, song lyrics. Anyway, since nobody responded, I decided to have a bonus episode in a couple weeks for classic lesbian love poetry. I'm not joking. I bought a book. It's coming in the mail. So you will see. It's the key to everything. Meanwhile, I guess we're done here since it's just me and the traffic along Springdale. That's what the noise you're hearing. Of course, because you're at the cafe, so how do you not know where you are? Right, I forgot. Where are we? Where are we? Okay, so thank you, Jennifer, for your contributions and the introduction, which I, of course, have printed for good, and then we'll just keep using it. Even though you tried to offend me, you should know I can't be offended. Oh, well, at least she bleeped out the culturally insensitive part. It's your move, Jennifer. All right. Thank you guys for listening, and thank nobody for nothing for not contributing. Don't forget to tip your barista. Oh, I didn't talk about it. So Jill is over there making sandwiches. And, right. And obviously making coffee, but I guess you guys all know that since it's a coffee shop. All right. I'm really off my game. We didn't even read from the big book of the Macmillan, the magician book today. That's because it's a Valentine's Day episode. And I'm not sure there's going to be a romance angle in that book. See, he's the bad guy. Oh, that might be. Never mind. Spoiler alert. Never mind. All right, so thanks for listening. Don't forget to tip your barista. The mic is open, but actually, technically, right now the mic is closed. Although the mic is open because it's Sunday night, which means I'm recording for Wednesday tomorrow, which is Monday to you, but for me it's in the distant future. You don't know when I'm recording this. So the mic is open. Go to the Cormie Cafe, the Anchor website. So it's like anchor.com. No. It's anchor.fm/CORMYCAFE. Go there and see where it says messages. Click that. Read me something. I'll put it here on the podcast. You can introduce yourself. You can tell me. I'll introduce you. Come on. Participate. This is a participation thing. Also, I don't know what's going on, but the previous episode only had like 5 listeners, and I think 4 of those is me. Because I re-listen to make sure it sounds okay. Anyway, this exit thank you thing has taken 4 minutes. And that's how we fill up the time on this podcast. All right, well, thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Oh, speaking of, since we're, you know, dropping the whole facade and not pretending we're in a coffee shop. That one person who listened, could you do me a favor and write a review? Especially if you like it, this podcast. All right. Ciao. Don't forget to tip your barista. The mic is open. I am reality's whore!